All right, guys, welcome to the second episode of Talking Stocks and Options. Today is the 3rd of June 2018. And like I said yesterday, we have a lot of bullish setups going into tomorrow. Let's see how the futures are doing. Futures look good. All of them are green as of now, 9:50 p.m. PST. S&P futures, 500 futures are green. NASDAQ futures are green and leading. And so are the Dow futures. So yesterday I talked to you about some great setups going into tomorrow, including Apple and Tesla and a lot of other setups in the technology sector. Today I want to talk to you about the healthcare sector and the biotech sector. And we have a lot of good setups going into next week in those sectors as well. So coming down to it, we have Regeneron Pharmaceuticals breaking out of its downtrend on Friday. It still needs to get above its 50-day moving average on the daily chart, but it's made some constructive movement by going out of the downtrend, getting out of that downtrend, and it's gone all the way from the high 500s to the low 300s now. It's at 306.88 as of Friday. So going all the way from the 520s and the 540s to the low 300s from June 2017 to June 2018. So this gives us almost 50% reduction in prices. To be accurate, that would be 45% or so reduction in prices from its high in June 2017, when it was a $545 stock, all the way down to 307 now. So looks like if it can get out of that 50-day moving average area, it should be a great buy. I think it would be great to start a position for now and just build on that position if it gets out of that 50-day moving average indicator area. And again, like IBB, which is the NASDAQ Biotechnology Index Fund, it also has gotten out of its downtrend from January 2018 to May 2018. And it has gotten out of its downtrend and it's moving higher, $109.84 as of last close. And another stock that could benefit from this is Gilead. Now, Gilead is one of those stocks that everyone's written off and everyone says it's been past its prime. And sure, it could be, but it was up 1.5% on Friday, and it does have a gap to fill from, say, 68.5 to 72, and it could give a sweet 5% move in the upcoming weeks if it can, if the market can maintain its momentum. It looks great, again, on the daily chart as well as the monthly chart. There is some significant support here in the $65 area, and it's bounced off that last month, and it looks like it could get higher and fill that gap to the 72 region. Next, coming up to J&J, which is Johnson & Johnson. Again, it's got at least a 15% price shave from about February 2018, actually January 2018 to May 2018. All the way down from 148 to 121. So, yeah, that's almost 20%, that one. So it's gotten a 20% price shave, and it's got some significant support here on the daily chart around that $120 area. And it's closed up almost 1.5% up on Friday. And it looks like it could be set for a move higher if the market complies and the biotech and the healthcare sectors do well on Monday, tomorrow. So, yeah, it's close towards its high of day. The high of day was $121.32.
$1.52 and closed at $121.26. So it looks like it could be building up some momentum this upcoming week, starting tomorrow. And it closed above its EMA5, which is good news for all the bulls out there in J&J. And it looks like it could be headed higher. What other stocks am I looking at? Well, I do like the medical equipment industry, and names like Intuitive Surgical come to mind at first. So the advanced medical equipment and technology sector within healthcare, Intuitive Surgical is at all-time highs. So it closed at 479.2, 4.5% up on Friday, and it even set 52-week highs on Friday, and this sector looks really good right now. Another stock that comes to mind is Cutera, which is in the same sector, up 5.5% on Friday, and this one could be actually pretty cheap compared to its peers. It's making $2.62 a year on EPS trailing 12 months, and it's only $603 million market cap. I know I talked about this one yesterday, but again, like, just to reinforce the idea, I do think Cutera is a good buy over here, and could be headed higher. What other stocks do I like in this sector? Well, there are a lot of stocks in this sector that look great. A Biomed, ABMD, is another one that looks great, up 3% on Friday, bouncing off from its $20 MA region, which is the moving average 20 region. And again, this company is a leader in this sector, and again, it could get a nice movement up if markets comply. For trading purposes, especially if you're doing options, I'll just stick to Intuitive Surgical or Cutera, since I do see that a lot of these other names like Align Technology and AbioMed have had hot runs recently. I'm not a big fan of buying things at very extended prices. So I'm going to go with Intuitive Surgical if it shows momentum tomorrow, and I really like Cutera again. What other stocks in this sector do I like? I do like SIEN, which is Sientra. It looks like it's come out of this resistance around the $17 region, and it's moving higher. But again, like I said, that I'm not a big fan of these extended setups, and this stock has almost doubled from April 2018 to June 2018. So again, I'm gonna skip this one. SRDX is another one in this sector which looks really good. It's at 52-week highs. Again, medical equipment supplies and distribution sector. Again, extended, yes, for sure, but these names could get more extended. Only a $700 million market cap. And
this is a growth stock right now, and it's way more extended. So let's see how this works out tomorrow. I will not be buying this one again. Like I've said, I'm going to stick to Cutera. It's not extended. I'll stick to Intuitive Surgical if it shows momentum tomorrow as well. But like, Cutera is my main one since it's not extended, and I do like that one. What else? Moving from the sector, actually, let's discuss another one in this sector. NovoCure, again, at 52-week highs in the biotech and medical research sector,
Looks great to me on the daily chart. Has had this hot run all the way from early April. And I do like this one as well. But now coming down to trade ideas, like if I had to narrow it down for this week, I would probably keep Apple at the top of my list. I would probably keep Intuitive Surgical and Tesla on my watch list, at least for the purposes that if they do have some Momo behind it, if they do have some momentum behind it tomorrow, it should be on your watch list. I do like Anet, which is ANET, Arista Networks, same sector as Cisco Communications and Networking. It's coming out of this downtrend, it looks really good. It kind of formed this symmetrical triangle, and it's got trend line support right under, so that means like it's a really good buy out here, at least in my opinion. It's got trend line support right around the $250 area. It's got some support at the $240 area as well, and it's coming out of this downtrend all the way from Jan 2018 to May 2018, and it was up almost 4% on Friday. Close towards high of day as well. So yeah, I do like this name for trading purposes.
So this will be something that's at the top of my list as well, along with Apple. You could also trade SPX, which is the S&P 500 index. If the markets look like they're going to do well tomorrow, futures are up, like I said. Let's see what the 4-hour chart on futures looks like. It looks like it's topping out a little bit and it's running out of gas around the 2740 area. But till now, the consolidation has been healthy. The red candles haven't been completely those that feel like they have been rejected from the resistance area. So again, I'm not overly bullish, but my bias is at the end of the day, as long as 2733 holds, which would be the EMA 5 on the 4-hour chart. I do think that things could get going over that 2745 region or the 2735 region on the SPY. I want to keep an eye out for that. I do hold the 2760 calls for the SPX
as my Loto calls. They have great risk reward. It expires on June 6th. It's only $1.40
when I bought it, and I think it closed $1.75 on Friday or something like that. However, either way, it's great risk reward if the S&P index does get out of the 2750 area or the 2745 area. This thing could get going, and it could either be like 3 times or 4 times on a cost basis. So yeah, that's a load of calls. it could end up going towards that area, that would be a great return. Well, first resistance is around 21, but the hard resistance that I see is $26. So if this stock can build momentum, I would just get some position in this and keep moving my stop up as the stock moves higher. And again, yeah, this one is high on my list. So again, narrowing down our list, again, coming back to it. We have Apple, AAPL is the ticker symbol. We have Arista Networks, ANET is the ticker symbol, ANET again. We do have Cutera on that watch list. CUTR, ticker symbol. We have Regeneron, REGN.
We have Mallinckrodt. We have Tesla, TSLA ticker symbol. Those are my top seven picks for this next week. MNK, obviously, Mallinckrodt is a slow mover. So if you're going to trade options or like if you're low on patience, that one doesn't really move fast. If you want fast movers, you'll probably find Tesla, Intuitive Surgical, ANET, which is Arista Networks. Those should be on the top of your list. Regeneron also moves fairly fast, but it has lost its momentum past couple of months. Not as fast as it used to, but still fast enough. I do like Johnson & Johnson as well, like I've said before. Yeah, so I'll be keeping that on my... And even Mallinckrodt, MNK ticker symbol. So yeah, these 7 to 9 stocks is what I'm going to keep my eye on for tomorrow. If you do have any questions or concerns, feel free to reach out to me. And yeah, hopefully this helps you. Good luck tomorrow. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.